song 来 preach 的哈，所以就是雅歌，所以我们特别的期待啊，我们欢迎。
早上好。
Good morning.
My name is Trey Corey.
我名字是 Trey Corey.
And it is a joy and privilege to be with you today.
很高兴今天和大家在一起。
My wife and I lived in China for 2 years, but our Chinese is 越来越不好。
我们在中国住过两年，但是我们的中文 is getting worse and worse.
Well, if you have your Bibles, we are going to be in the Song of Solomon today.
如果你有圣经的话，我们今天呢读雅歌。
As you turn there, we're going to be in chapter 5 of the book.
大家翻开第五章。
The book traces a couple's relationship and highlights a song with a melody and message.
这一章是讲这个两个人的爱情。
In the first 4 chapters of the book, we see the couple's attraction, pursuit, and relationship.
在这个这一章的开头，我们看见这一对恋人之间的感情。
And that part of the story would probably be more fun to focus on today.
那一段恋情呢是很有意思，我们今天就是注重这一段。
But instead, today we're going to look at what happens after their relationship begins.
但今天呢，我们是要看他们的恋情开始以后的这一段事情。
Specifically, we're going to look at conflict today.
其实对具体的来讲，今天我们要看这恋人之间的冲突。
In chapter 5, verse 1, we see this couple's honeymoon or their consummation.
在这个第五章第一节，我看到这个恋人之间的这个蜜月期。
But it takes about one verse for that celebration and consummation to lead to conflict.
但是从那个蜜月期到恋人之间的冲突，中间只隔了一段经节。
I still remember the first conflict I got in.
我还记着在我和我太太之间的第一次冲突。
We had a beautiful wedding ceremony and we went to the airport the next day.
我们在我们的一个很好的婚礼以后，我们一起去了机场。
Our honeymoon was going to be to Hawaii and my parents were kind enough to get us fancy tickets on an airplane.
我们的蜜月将是在夏威夷度过，我们父母呢也非常好，给我们买了机票。
But one thing you have to understand about me is I fear hunger.
但是有一件事关于我有一个这个问题是我很害怕挨饿。
And so we decided to get some food before we got on the flight.
所以我们决定就是登机前我们先买点吃的。
There was a McDonald's right at the airport and right by our gate, and so we ordered some food real quick.
所以在我们的登机门旁边就有一个麦当劳，我们决定在那儿买点东西。
And so I ordered what I needed, and my wife said she was going to have just a couple of my fries.
我点了我想要的，然后我太太说她就要吃几根我点的薯条。
You're laughing because you know where this is going.
你们在笑，因为你们猜出来要接下来发生什么。
I think she believed that my fries would have less calories if she ate out of my box.
她觉得我的这个薯条呢，应该她可以从我 say it again.
So instead of two fries, she ate half of my fries.
Get it? Yeah, yeah. 其实不只是吃了两根薯条，她吃了我的薯条里面的一半。
And so we boarded that plane, and I was upset with her.
所以我们在飞机上呢，我就对她有点生气。
She ate my fries.
她吃了我的薯条。
She could have planned better.
他本来可以计划的更好。
And now I'm hungry.
那现在我挨饿了。
Our young marriage did not have 24 hours before we were already upset with each other.
所以我们的婚姻还没有持续24小时，我们已经开始有冲突了。
She told me I was a spoiled, selfish, only child.
他说我是一个被宠坏了的自私的小孩。
I told her she can't plan well and doesn't think ahead.
我告诉他不会计划。
So we were headed to Hawaii and already in an argument.
所以我们呢就是在这种争辩中然后去夏威夷了。
One of the things I learned in that moment is that conflict is inevitable.
所以在那个事上我学了，我知道冲突是不可避免的。
The Song of Songs will talk about a conflict between a wedded and married couple.
所以雅歌呢是在讨论这个一对恋人之间的冲突。
But it's not just in marriage that there's conflict.
但其实冲突不光发生在婚姻里面。
There's conflict in every relationship that we have in our lives. It's inevitable.
我们生命中每一种关系里面都会有冲突，这是避免不了的。
I like this passage in Song of Songs because it teaches us how to resolve conflict.
我很喜欢这个雅歌中这一段经节，它告诉我们怎么去解决冲突。
It's going to show us a series of patterns to avoid.
也它要受要告诉我们有一系列的这个patterns， 模式要去避免一些模式。
And a series of behaviors to embrace.
也有各种各样的行为我们要去要去实行。
But also, I think about a movie that came out probably 15 years ago that taught something about conflict.
这让我想起了大概十五年前有一个电影，它是在讨论这个冲突。
Does anyone remember the movie Frozen?
你们记得这个电影吗？《冰雪奇缘》。
My kids have grown up with this movie, and it has shaped how they think about conflict.
我的孩子是伴随着这个电影长大的，这个也告诉他们怎么去考虑冲突。
The famous song in Frozen that's called "Let It Go" teaches something about conflict.
这电影里面有个歌叫"Let It Go"， 让它去吧，它告诉我们怎么解决冲突。
Elsa gets into a conflict and she sings a song about her kingdom of isolation.
在这个有冲突的时候，这里面这个人呢就唱。这首歌是关于他的一个封闭的国度。
She says, "Don't let them in, don't let them see. Be the good girl you always have to be. Conceal, hide, don't feel, and don't let anyone know."
这里面这个他唱到说，别让他们进来，别让他们看见，然后当一个好孩子，你要总是藏起来，不要有感情，也不要让他们知道。
I don't want to ruin the movie Frozen or everything that Disney produces, but I think there is a better way.
我不是想毁掉这个电影给留下来的印象，但是我想有一个更好的办法解决冲突。
And so the Song of Songs is going to show us today a little bit about how we handle conflict as it arrives in our life.
所以雅歌呢是告诉我们怎么样去解决冲突在我们生命中。
So turn with me, if you will, back to chapter 5, verse 1.
大家翻到这个第五章的第一节。Yeah, I do.
In chapter 5, verse 1, we see their celebration and their consummation. Chapter 5, verse 1 says, "I have come into my garden, my sister, my bride. I have gathered my myrrh along with my balsam. I have eaten my honeycomb and my honey. I have drunk my wine and my milk. Eat, friends, drink and imbibe deeply, O lovers."
This is Songs chapter 2 of chapter 1.
Chapter 5, sorry.
Verse 1. Okay. 第五章 ，OK， 他写的：我妹子，我心腹，我进了我的园中，采了我的墨药和香料，吃了我的蜜房和蜂蜜，喝了我的酒和奶。我的朋友们，请吃；我所亲爱的，请喝，且多多的喝。
Chapter 5, verse 1 shows us this celebration and this consummation, but in chapter 5, verse 2, we're going to get our first conflict that emerges between the couple.
这一段呢。先是显示了这个爱情里面的这个甜蜜，然后下面就要有冲突了。
Notice the request that the man makes in verse 2 when he says, "I was asleep, but my heart was awake. A voice, my beloved was knocking. Open to me, my sister, my darling, my dove, my perfect one, for my head is drenched with dew and my locks with the damp of the night."
所以这个第二节里面注意到这个男的他的要求，他说我身卧睡卧，我心却醒。这是我良人的声音，他敲门说：“我的妹子，我的佳偶，我的鸽子，我的完全人，求你给我开门，因为我的头满了露水，我的头发被夜露滴湿。”
In verse 3, the wife will express obstacles to granting that request.
所以在第三节，这个妻子呢，就表示了对这个要求的一些反对吧。她说：“我回答说，我脱了衣裳。”怎能再穿上呢？我洗了脚，怎能再沾污呢？
Her questions are not a seeking of information, but they're an expression of an inability to grant the request.
所以这个里面不是她的问题，是她无法去满足这个丈夫的要求。
And what I want to do is not focus in on husband and wife and the physical relationship, but I want us to focus in on how they handle the conflict.
对，所以我要讲的不是着重在这个丈夫和妻子之间的身体上的关系，而我是想强调他们怎么去解决这个冲突。
Verse 2, the husband makes a request. Verse 3, the wife responds with concern and obstacles.
所以第二节丈夫呢，说出了一个要求；第三节呢，这个妻子呢就说出来了一些反对的一些困难。
We're going to see the husband respond in verse 4 in a way that shows us the first pitfall we are to avoid.
所以我们接下来的第四节先看到这个丈夫呢做了一些事，这是我们在解决冲突里面第一件要去避免的陷阱。
We all have different responses in our life to conflict.
我们在我们的生命中总是要对冲突做出各样的反应。
There are some people who love conflict.
有些人他喜欢冲突。
There are some people who hate conflict.
有些人他很讨厌，不喜欢冲突。
And one of the first things we're going to see in terms of what we're to avoid is this.
所以我们要在冲突里面避免的第一个陷阱就是这个事。
The first thing we're to not do in the midst of conflict is to flee and to run.
对，在冲突的时候我们第一个不要做的事就是逃跑。
Notice verse 4, notice what the husband does. He does not flee, instead he moves towards his wife.
所以你看看第四节，这个丈夫呢 并没有逃跑，反而是更去接近这个妻子。
Notice verse 4, it says, My beloved extended his hand through the opening and my feelings were aroused for him. He moves towards her.
所以你看看这里面第四节说的，我的良人从门孔里伸出手来，我便因他动了心。其实这个丈夫呢是更接近这个妻子了。
Verse 5, then she moves towards him when it says, I arose to open to my beloved and my hands dripped with myrrh and my fingers with liquid myrrh on the handles of the bowl.
所以在第五节呢，这个妻子也起来更接近，更走向这个丈夫。她说，我起来要给我的良人开门，我的两手滴下墨药，我的指头有墨药汁滴在门栓上。
When conflict happens, for many of us, it's uncomfortable and we can flee away from each other.
所以当冲突发生时我们很容易感觉到不舒适，我们就想离开这个情景。
As adults, we get better at hiding our withdrawal.
作为成年人，我们经常呢是很会躲开或者去离开这个事情。
My kids now are much older, but when they were younger,
我的小孩现在就很大了，但他们小的时候，
They would literally take their toys and throw them at each other, or take their toys and just run away.
他们要不然就拿着这个玩具互相扔，要不然就拿着玩具就走开了。
We all recognize that withdrawing or fleeing or running away is not the right way to handle conflict.
现在我们都知道，只是单纯的走开呢，并不是解决冲突的一个好办法。
But it can be so hard to stay engaged and to not run away.
但是不去走开，而是互相还是在一起。这个是很难去做的。
Notice verse 6, the text says, I opened to my beloved, but my beloved had turned away and he had gone. My heart went out to him as I spoke. I searched for him, but I did not find him. I called him, but he did not answer me.
接着看第六节，这个妻子就说，我给我的良人开了门，我的良人却已转身走了。他说话的时候，我神不守舍，我寻找他竟寻不见，我呼叫他，他却不回答。
Resolving conflict is a skill that we have to learn and get better at.
所以解决冲突呢，需要我们学一些技巧。
He makes a request, she says no. He moves towards her, and then he finally gives her space.
所以这个男的，这个丈夫呢，有一个要求，妻子说了，拒绝了，但这个丈夫呢，就离这个妻子走得更近，然后这个妻子呢，就给丈夫一些空间。
I don't think verse 6 is him fleeing. I think verse 6 is him respectfully giving space.
我觉得第六节不是说这个丈夫要走开了，跑走开了，而是这个丈夫要给妻子一些空间。
The first thing I want to surface today for us is that for those of us who are scared of conflict, the way that we resolve it is by not running away.
这第一个我要跟大家说的今天就是在冲突里面的第一件事做的要做的事就不要跑开。
And this may be for those that are younger, but resolving conflict also means that we don't resolve it over text or over email.
对于我们在座的年轻人，这个解决冲突也告也是也在解决冲突的时候啊，不要用这种这个社交媒体去解决冲突。
When there's conflict, we have to talk face to face.
当有冲突的时候，我们需要面对面的去讨论。
So this couple does not run from each other, but they move towards each other.
所以这一段这里面的这一对夫妻呢，他们没有就是分开，而是向彼此更接近了。
And the second thing that we see is they also don't try to fix each other.
所以第二件事我们从这个经节里看到，他们在这儿并没有试图去改变对方。
My favorite part of this passage is that she says, "I've taken my dress off. I can't get my feet dirty."
我这里面我最喜欢的一段经节是这个妻子说，我已经把脚洗过了，我不想把脚再沾到土地上。
If it were me, I would have said, "Here are some slippers, and here is a robe."
如果我是丈夫，就说你看，丈夫给你拿来了拖鞋，还给你拿个睡袍。
But that's not what he does.
但这里面丈夫没有这样做。
That's what I do all too often.
我经常那就是我经常爱做的，去直接飞。
But sometimes when there is conflict, for some of us, we run away.
有时候有个冲突，有我们中间有些人就走开了，分开了。
And some of us try to fix the problem.
有些人去试图去解决这个问题。
But we miss the relationship.
但是这种里面呢，我们就忘掉了关系的重要性。
This husband is wise, and he does not try to fix the problem, offering a solution she's not looking for.
这丈夫很有智慧，他这时候并没有试图去解决问题，通过给提供一个解决问题的办法。
This summer, my wife and I celebrated 20 years of wedding anniversary bliss.
这个过去的夏天，我和我妻子去庆祝我们二十年结婚。
It's probably taken me almost 20 years to learn a key lesson.
但花了我大概二十年时间才学到这个重要的教训。
Solutions without emotion are not helpful.
就没有这个情感，而只是单纯的提供一个解决方案，没有用。
But when we offer a solution to fix a problem without emotion, it communicates something very impersonal.
所以当我们只是提供了一个解决方案，而没有情感在里面。这样的是非常的就没有关系在里面。
And so one of the things I want to encourage us in the midst of conflict is that we would learn to validate feelings first.
所以我想说的就是当我们要解决冲突的时候，一件事呢是让我们去认同对方的，先去认同对方的感觉。
And then maybe we fix problems later. Maybe.
然后可能我们在这以后再去想办法去解决这个问题。
This can often be a challenge for men.
这对男的来说经常是很难的。
This is something we often do quite commonly.
这是我们经常，但是我们经常做这下面这样的事儿。
I see a few women smiling.
我看见一些女士们在这儿高兴笑起来了。
So this husband and wife, they have conflict. They don't run away.
所以这对夫妻呢，他们有了一个冲突，但他们没有彼此走开。
They don't offer solutions to fix the problem.
他们也没有马上去提供一个解决方案。
And the third thing is they don't fume in anger.
第三件事是他们中间呢，他们并没有生气。
Some 40 years ago, a study was done in the Business Insider.
大概四十年以前，这个有个 Business Insider 是杂志做了一个调研。
A researcher named John Gottman looked at two groups of people.
有一个研究人员呢叫 John Gottman， 他研究了两组人。
He looked at people that were married 6 years after they got married, and people that were divorced after 6 years of marriage.
他看这个有一组人呢是结婚六年以后还在婚姻中间，有一组人呢是结婚六年以后就离婚的。
And he wanted to determine, are there certain behaviors that separate these two groups of people?
他想去看看有什么，有哪些这个行为，让这两组人产生了这两组人中间这个区别。
And what he said and what he discovered were that the people who were still together he referred to as masters.
在他的发现里面，他管那种六年以后婚姻还良好的，他管这些人叫大师们。
And here's what he said about what he found about their lives. He said this: there's a habit of mind that the masters have. They're scanning social environment for things that they can appreciate and say thank you for. They're building a culture of respect and appreciation very purposefully. The other group are scanning the social environment for their partner's mistakes.
他管这个，就是这个研究人，他管这个这些大师们，就是这个六年以后还在婚姻里面的人。他说他们有一个很好的行为，他们总是在去审视这个环境，去找到他们可以感激和说感谢对方的这些点，然后他们讲总是建立一个这样的互相尊重的文化，去彼此的欣赏。
What he discovered is that in conflict, the people who resolve it well are trying to find ways to still appreciate one another.
他是说的就是在冲突中间呢，这些做的很好的人呢，还是在尽量找一些可以去感激对方的一些点。
One of my wife's best habits is that she forgets negative things.
我太太最好的一个习惯就是她很快就会忘记那些负面的事情。
I could have said something really bad or really silly the night before, and the next morning she just doesn't remember.
在头一晚上我可能就说了一些很不好的话，但第二天早晨她就全忘了。
So the next morning I would say, "Honey, I'm so sorry for what I said," and she would say, "What? What'd you say?"
所以第二天早晨我跟我太太说很对不起，我昨天说了很不好的话，她会跟我说你说啥了。
So I learned to not apologize the next morning, but that night.
所以现在我已经学会了，第二天早上我不需要再去道歉。But
what I really learned was this: if she doesn't remember, then I don't have to keep a record of what she did wrong.
现在我学会了，就是既然她都不记得我做错了事儿，所以我也不去记着她做错的地方。So
it became very easy, even in conflict, to continue to appreciate and to praise the high qualities that she has.
所以这就让这个。 下面是很容易的，即便在我们冲突的时候呢，我还是会很容易的想起来和感激他做的好的事情。Look
back in chapter 5 and notice how she talks about him in the midst of conflict.
所以我们再回到这个第五章，然后可以看看这个太太呢在冲突里面是怎么去想这个丈夫的。In
verse 8, she's talking to her peers and she says, "I adjure you, O daughters of Jerusalem, if you find my beloved, as to what you will tell him, for I am lovesick."
他说，耶路撒冷的众女子啊，我嘱咐你们，若遇见我的良人，要告诉他，我因慈爱成病。They
ask her in verse 9, "What is he like?" And she says to them in verse 10, "My beloved is dazzling. He's ruddy, outstanding among 10,000." Even in conflict, she praises him.
所以别人问这个太太，你丈夫长啥样？ 第十节他就说我的良人白而且红，超乎万人之上，他的头像像至金的金子这样，就是即便在冲突里面，这个妻子还是去赞扬赞赏他的先生。This
couple in anger does not burn in frustration and criticize each other.
所以这对夫妻在这时候并没有说生气，然后互相的指责和批评对方。
Criticizing in the midst of conflict can add lots of damage.
所以在冲突的时候，彼此的批评呢，会导致很多的这个伤害。Fuming
and anger can hurt the relationship way more than it can help.
所以生气呢，发怒呢，是会这个损害感情，而不会去帮助感情。I
love this quote that we find from a guy named Frederick Buchner, and he says this: "Of the seven deadly sins, anger is possibly the most fun. To lick your wounds, to smack your lips over grievances long past, to roll over your tongue the prospect of bitter confrontation still to come, to savor to the last toothsome morsel both the pain you were given and the pain you were given back. In many ways, it is a feast fit for a king. The chief drawback is that what you are wolfing down is yourself, and the skeleton at the feast."
Frederick Buchner曾说过一句话，他说在七宗罪里面呢，这个发怒呢是最有意思的。 宗罪，他说这个时候你舔你的伤口，你那个对过去的伤害呢还是念念不忘，然后呢还去在想着这个即将会来的可能性的冲突，然后呢你去品尝，去滋味，品尝你这个你被给的这每一个你经受的每一个痛苦，然后就想着你怎么去还回来这些痛苦。他说从各个方面看，这都好像是给一个王的盛宴，然后呢但这里面主要的麻烦问题就是当你就是你经历这一切，做这一切，最后你吞下的是你自己，所以这个盛宴过去呢，剩下来的骨头就是你自己的。
I love that quote because the idea of our anger is that it actually hurts us way more than it hurts the relationship.
所以我喜欢这一段引用的经节，他就这一段引用的文章，他就说等于这个生气过后呢，最受伤害的是我们自己和这个
This couple, in the midst of conflict, they still praise one another publicly.
所以在这个雅各里面，这对夫妻即便在冲突里面，他们还是在公众面前去赞扬彼此。
They don't fume in anger and lash out at each other.
他们并没有生气和发怒，或者对彼此发怒。
The last thing that we see is that they don't fight.
最后一件事我们看的是在这里面他们并没有回击。
And when I say fight, when my wife and I have a conflict, we refer to them as discussions.
当我说这个回击的时候，我只是我当我和我妻子有冲突的时候，我们管这个冲突叫讨论。
And so this couple in the midst of conflict, they don't escalate and ramp up.
对这一对夫妻呢，在冲突的时候他们并没有让这个问题升级。
They're looking for ways to de-escalate and not explode or fight.
所以他们在找办法去是让这个冲突呢，反而是降级，而且呢，想着是解决这个问题。
Have you seen couples or have you seen people who get in a fight?
你见过这个人或者夫妻，然后他们之间互相的这个攻击吗？
It starts with a mean word and then it leads to a punch.
从开始的时候呢，总是说一点很伤害对方的话，然后就开始攻击了。
And then a knife comes out and then a gun.
然后下面就是拿刀子，然后动枪。
The fight just keeps escalating more and more serious.
所以这个争斗呢，就是越来越升级了。
This couple has a collision and a conflict.
这对夫妻也是中间有一个冲突。
But it doesn't ramp up and get bigger and bigger and bigger.
但它没有一直升级。
Because they work to resolve it and they avoid these kinds of pitfalls.
因为这对夫妻他们想解决这个事儿，他们避免了刚才所有这四个那个陷阱。
For some of us who love conflict, we can be quick to speak, slow to listen.
所以对我们中间喜欢冲突的人，有时候我们想的很少，说的很快。
And because we are quick to speak and slow to listen, our conflicts get larger and larger and larger.
当我们想的很少，而且呢说的很快的时候，我们的问题冲突就变得越来越大了。
Every single one of us has a different response to conflict.
在座的我们每一个人对我们自己的对这个冲突的反应。
Song of Solomon chapter 5 is probably a bit of an odd choice for a conflict talk.
所以雅各的第五章呢，可能是一个很怪的，选的很怪的经节去讨论冲突。
But sometimes in the safety of marriage, we can see the greatest dysfunction.
但有时候呢，在我们那个婚姻中间，我们会看到它，这个婚姻并不好。
That's why I like that we see this couple avoid these four pitfalls.
这是为什么我喜欢看这个经节里面讲到这对夫妻怎么避免了刚才这四种陷阱。
So I want to take a moment and I want to ask you, which is the pitfall you are most likely to fall into?
我想在这儿花一点时间问问在座的各位你们觉得这四个陷阱里面哪一种是你们经常会掉进去的？
Are you the person who is so uncomfortable with conflict that the moment it happens, you run away?
你是那种人，就是很 对这个冲突这么的不喜欢不适应但凡有冲突发生你就赶快就跑走了
If that's you, you forget to see that conflict can actually bring healing and bring strength and deepening of the relationship
对所以如果那是 你是那种人呢你就没有还没有看到这个其实冲突呢可以让你们夫妻关系更好的融合反而变成更甜美的关系
Maybe you don't run away but maybe you stay engaged but try to fix and offer a lot of solutions to problems that you think are obvious
或许你是那种人你并没有跑开但是 你在想办法去想一个解决方案你还觉得你这方案是很诚实
This is where I fall and this is where I have to be reminded constantly about how to handle conflict
这就是那个陷阱我掉进去那个陷阱经常提醒我自己要避免这个陷阱
Maybe you don't run away Maybe you don't try to fix things But maybe you are there quietly Just burning in anger
或许呢你并没有跑开你也没有去提供一个解决方案你只在那儿很安静的去积攒愤怒
I want to encourage you to share and to work through that and to talk because that ultimately begins to just consume us
我想提醒大家最好的是我们还是在这儿我们还是在一起去交流去讨论不然的话积攒怒气呢会很快就把我们自己给 燃烧了
And then lastly for some of us maybe we don't run away but we want to fight and it gets larger and larger and larger
所以那个有些人我们也没有走开但我们是选择去回击让这样的就让问题变得越来越大了
These four patterns that make it very difficult for us to resolve conflict easily and well.
所以这四种陷阱呢，就让我们很难去，很好的解决冲突了。
What I want to do with the last part of our time is then give you guys a few behaviors that are important for us to resolve conflict well. That we got to pursue these.
所以最后我给大家说一些这个行为，我们是应该选择去接受，去然后去解决冲突。
How much time do we have left? Okay, great. The first thing I think in the midst of conflict is that you and I have to learn to confess our sin.
所以第一件事就是你和我都要学会的，就是先去承认自己的罪。
10 days ago, my oldest child turned 13.
所以十天以前，我最大的孩子呢，过了十三岁生日。
So we now have a teenage girl in our house.
现在我们在家里有一个这个 teenager， 有个十三岁。
So I'm very familiar with conflict right now.
所以现在呢，我很熟悉这个冲突，对我是很熟悉，家常便饭。
She thinks that she knows what is best.
她觉得她总是知道什么是最好的。
And she hasn't said it, but she thinks I'm an idiot.
虽然她没有说，她经常觉得我很傻。
One of the things that we're trying to help her to learn.
有一件事是我们经常想帮助她去学的。
That in any conflict, there is a part that is yours to own.
就是在任何冲突里面，有一份责任是你的责任。
We tell her all the time, I've never parented a teenager.
我经常告诉我的女儿，我以前从来没有给一个十几岁的小孩做过爸爸。
I'm going to make some mistakes.
所以我会犯一些错误。
But there are also some things that you need to confess that is making this conflict worse.
但也有点事情是你应该承认的，是你让这个冲突变得更糟的，其中有你的部分。
I think this is why Jesus said to us in Matthew 7.
我想这就是为什么耶稣在马太福音第七章里面这样给我们讲。
How can you say to your brother, "Let me take the speck out of your eye, and behold, the log that is in your own eye"? You hypocrite! First, take the log out of your own eye, and then you will see clearly to take the speck out of your brother's eye.
这就是这里面说的，你怎么能跟你的弟兄讲容我拿出去你眼中的刺，尽管你自己眼睛里有良木。用这样一个假冒为善的人，先拿开你眼睛里的良木，然后呢，你可以看得更清楚，去把你弟兄眼睛里的刺拿掉。
In order for us to resolve conflict well, we have to avoid some behaviors.
为了让我们更好的解决冲突，我们应该避免一些错误。
And we have to embrace some behaviors.
我们应该选择一些好的行为。
I think the first one we have to embrace is a willingness to confess our sin and see our fault.
所以第一个好行为呢，就是啊，我们愿意去承认我们自己的错，然后承认我们自己的错。
The second thing we have to do is we have to forgive their sin.
啊，第二件事我们要做的是去去啊。对，去饶恕他们的过犯。
I like where Paul says it in Romans chapter 12. He says this: "Never pay back evil for evil to anyone, if possible. So far as it depends on you, be at peace with all men. Never take your own revenge, beloved, but leave room for the wrath of God. For it is written, 'Vengeance is mine, and I will repay.'"
啊，我很喜欢保罗在罗马书上第十二章十七节里面这样说的：不要以恶报恶，众人以为美的事要留心去做，若是能行，总要尽力与众人和睦。亲爱的弟兄，不要自己伸冤，宁可让步听凭主怒，因为经上记着，主说，伸冤在我，我必报应。
I love this passage for two reasons.
我有两个原因让我喜欢这段经节。
There's a warning and there is an encouragement.
一个是一个提醒，一个是一个警告，第二个是一个鼓励。
I feel like Paul warns us that in conflict we are going to want to strike back, but it is not our job.
所以第一个这个警告就是保罗说，在冲突里面，当我们想去打回去的时候，但这不是我们应该做的。
I think that's a bit obvious though.
我想这是很明显的。
The encouragement of Romans 12 is a bit less obvious.
这里面这个鼓励呢，是不是那么明显。
Notice what it says, if possible, so far as it depends on you.
他说的是但凡可以，如果但凡可以，若是能行，总要尽力与众人和睦。
I think Paul is helping us to see in Romans 12 that conflict resolution is not always possible.
也可能保罗在这里面，保罗看到可能他想这个解决冲突可能总是可能的。
It is possible that in a conflict that we confess our sin and forgive their sin, but don't find resolution.
也有一种可能性是在冲突里面，我们承认我们自己的过犯，饶恕对方的过犯，但是还是没有一个解决。
Our responsibility is to do our part.
所以我们的责任就是做我们这一部分。
But that is not enough to guarantee resolution.
但把我们这部分做好，也不能保证一定有一个很好的解决。
It requires the person on the other side to also do their part.
因为解决很好的解决冲突，还要求对方也能做他们该做的。
I don't forgive so that they will forgive. I forgive because it's what I'm called to do.
我不是因为他们要去原谅我，我才先去饶恕他们，而是因为你饶恕他们是我该做的。
I think for many of us, whether it's family or marriage or relationships, this is an encouraging.idea.
所以我觉得对我们不管是在家庭关系还是婚姻关系里面，这对我们都是一个很好的鼓励。
We struggle because conflict is inevitable, and in some spaces, it never seems to get resolved.
对，我们有时候很挫败，是因为这个冲突总是会没法避免，而有时候冲突好像没法解决。
And so I think it's an encouragement that we're to do our part and then to trust the Lord with whatever.
所以这段是很鼓励的，就是我们只是做好我们要做的，然后神会做剩下的。
And if the conflict doesn't ever find a resolution, but I've done my part, then I can let go and I can trust the Lord.
即便在一个冲突里面没有一个很好的解决方案，但是我做了我该做的，我也觉得可以让它过去了，然后神会做剩下的。
The last two ideas that come here as we wrap up is that.There is a willingness and a tendency that we have to communicate in grace and in truth.
所以下面的我们要做的就是在我们交流中间，我们要一直有这个要有这个恩典和真理。
Sometimes in conflict, we can choose to communicate on one side or the other of those.
所以有时候我们在这个冲突的时候呢，在这两件事里面，我们可能只选了一样，而忽略了另外一个。
Many of us choose to communicate either in grace and love or in truth.
所以有 说我们要不然就选了在这个解决冲突的时候，我们要不然就选了在这个有恩典这一部分，或者就选了那个真理真实就是事实那一部分。
I think Jesus is the only one that did these together with balance.
所以我觉得耶稣可能还是唯一的一个把这两方面都给很好的都包括。
My daughter who I told you just turned 13.
我告诉你我的女儿刚刚13岁了。
She just joined as a volunteer in something called Teen Court.
她去做了一些社工，义务的社工，叫做年轻人的法庭。
She loves the idea of judging someone else for what they did wrong.
她很喜欢在这个法庭上去当个法官，去评判别人做的事。
She has no problem communicating in truth.
她在讲这个事实的上面一点问题都没有。
My son is on the opposite side of that spectrum.
我的这个儿子是在这个光谱里面，另外就我儿子是在另外一个极端。
He communicates in grace and love and isn't so sure about the whole truth thing.
我的儿子总是爱讨论那个有恩典呀、有爱这一方面，但是他不是很清楚，对于真理往往不是很清楚。
I don't know how I could have had two kids that could be on the opposite ends of the spectrum when I'm a perfect balance.
我也不知道为什么。尽管我自己是我觉得是一个很好的这个平衡，在这两方面很好的平衡，为什么我的一对儿女呢是在两个极端上？
So all of us are not a perfect balance. All of us choose to communicate on one side or the other of grace and truth.
对，实际每个我们所有的人都不是在一个完美的平衡上，有时候我们总是偏向一方，而要不然偏向另外一方。
So one of the ways I want to encourage and exhort you this morning is to think about conflict.Trying to communicate with a better balance.
所以我今天早晨想鼓励大家了，就是在遇到冲突的时候，好好想一想怎么去在交流中间有一个很好的平衡，在这个恩典和事实上有一个很好的平衡。
If truth is easy, then think about how to communicate love and grace. If love and grace is easy, then think about how to communicate with some truth.
如果对你来讲呢，这个恩典是很容易的，那你就解决冲突时想一想怎么去。侧重一点那个真理上面，如果真理对你很容易，你就想一想怎么侧重更多在一点爱和恩典上。
Because when you and I can do that, and we can communicate with both grace and truth, then we have the opportunity to actually reconcile the conflict.
因为如果我们每个人都有这个在交流的时候都有既有恩典又有真理，那样我们就会很容易去解决冲突。
By the time we get into chapter 6 and verses 10 and 11.I won't read it because it's a little steamy.
那个我们要到第六章的时候，我不会读它了，因为它是有点长。
The couple reconciles.
Oh, sorry. Okay. 因为在那儿，这对夫妻呢已经是和好了。
They make up and everything is just fine again.
他们两个都和好了，每件事所有的地方看起来都很好。
And so Song of Solomon chapter 5 and chapter 6.
所以这个雅各的这个第六章的第五节和第六节
give us an example of a couple who has conflict and resolves it well.
所以给了我们一个很好的例子，就是有一对夫妻他们有了冲突的后来又很好的解决了。
As we walk through chapter 6 and the end of chapter 5,
当我们去读这个 chapters 读第六章和第五章结束的地方的时候，
they praise one another in public.
他们在公众面前呢去赞赏，互相赞赏。
And they communicate with grace and truth and move towards each other.
然后他们呢在恩典和真理里面呢互相交流，然后彼此的接近。
And because of it, the resolution leads them in a place that's better than before the conflict.
所以因为他们中间的这个解决方案，解决这个冲突的方式，他们的关系比在冲突以前变得更紧密了。
My hope and my prayer for us is that we'd all learn and grow in the skill of conflict resolution.
所以我今天的盼望还有我的祷告就是在有冲突的时候我们学会更好的解决冲突。
For some of us that may be within marriage.
对于有些人我们有些来讲这个冲突可能是婚姻里面的。
It's often within family context.
很经常它是在这个家庭里面的冲突。
Could be within church, within work.
也可能是在教会里面的或者是在你工作场所的。
conflict is inevitable, and it finds us in every relationship setting we find ourselves in.
所以冲突是就是到处都有。
And so my hope is, as Christians, that we begin to walk through those situations in a way that looks really different than the world.
所以我的盼望就是作为基督徒呢，我们解决冲突的时候，我们的方法是和这世界解决冲突的方法不一样的。
I've learned that it is really as the church handles conflict, whether in business or in family, and they handle it differently. It's one of the most peculiar and inviting ways that the world looks on how we live.
所以我学到一个事情，就是在教会里面，当我们解决冲突这个方式，不管是教会的运营还是关系，我们运用的方式是这么和世界不一样。所以这是一个很好的去邀请这个世界去去看。
So let me close with this. What is one of the pitfalls you need to avoid, and what is one behavior you need to embrace this week?
所以最后总结的时候，让我问，对于每个人，就是什么是哪一样这个陷阱是你要避免的，而哪一样好行为是你要去学会的，就是接下来这星期里面。
All right. Pray for us, Lord. I just ask that you would allow us to be a people. Who grow in the ability to resolve conflict. That we